Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. When Pablo Picasso and Georges Braque pioneered Cubism in Paris, young Czech artists, including Pavel Janek and Josef Gotcher, saw this artistic movement as a way to dilute the excessively decorative architectural style that was in place. This meant that Czechoslovakia was one of the very first nations to apply Cubism to architecture. On this week's Tall Stories, our contributor, Maria Granina, takes us on a tour of that first Cubist house built in Europe, the House of the Black Madonna.
Just a few steps from Old Town Square in Prague, one building stands out from the surrounding architecture. The House of Black Madonna is the first Cubist house built in Europe. Thanks to Prague's rich history, the city has become a place where Romanesque, Gothic, Renaissance, Baroque, Art Nouveau, Functionalist and Communist architecture all blend together. However, in 1911, when 31-year-old Czech architect Josef Gočar started to build a house in an innovative Cubist style, locals were confused. Conservationists largely criticized the new approach. They were afraid that the new house would not fit into the Baroque surroundings of the historical area. Yet, the revolutionary facade of the House of Black Madonna somehow managed to sensibly integrate into the neighborhood and become its legendary landmark. It was declared a national monument in 2010. The building symbolizes the unique Czech contribution to the Cubist movement, not only in architecture, but also in furniture, pottery and glass. This can be clearly seen in the interior of the Grand Café Orient on the first floor, which was also designed by Josef Gočar. Here, Cubist theme is everywhere, in the seating arrangements, the buffet bar, the elegant chandeliers, in tea sets and coffee cups, and even in one of the cafe's desserts, called the Cubist Wreath.
Hi, I am George from the Grand Café Orient. I am the head waiter of the iconic cafe in the style of Cubism. We have here very, very nice mirror wall from the Josef Gočar and the furniture, two lamps, the cubistic bar and entrance, and the lamps of the cubistic tile.
Yet, the city's officials didn't always welcome the cafe. And in the 1920s, just after a mere 10 years since its opening, the Grand Café Orient closed its doors. That time, the new Czechoslovak leadership felt that the building had an oriental feel, which was associated with the years of the Austro-Hungarian Empire and its ally Turkey. This was not what the officials wanted to promote. During communist times, the House of Black Madonna accommodated office spaces and later it became the state exhibition agency. And only after the Velvet Revolution, Rudolf Brimek decided to revive the iconic building and give the cafe its initial look. Following an extensive renovation between 2002 and 2003, the Museum of Czech Cubism and Cubista shop opened here. In 2005, the Grand Café Orient was restored to its former glory with the help of old black and white photographs of the original interior.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Maria Granina for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.